It's time for the Daily Sports Dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canale. That's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canale. This is your Daily Sports Dump for today, Friday. What is it? January 10. It's also the Daily Sports Dump for yesterday, the 9th, because I didn't do one. I was going to. My daughter had, my six-year-old kid had a patch of hair that was like knotting up, and she wouldn't let me comb it or brush it. And I had to wait for her aunt to come over here. That's really no excuse for doing a three-minute podcast, but trust me, it was high tension in here for a while. But today, and it was a slow sports day anyway, and if you were listening, yeah, that's a second voice there. We've got Nooch here.
Hey, everybody.
It's Nooch. Let's see if we had any jokes from today or yesterday. I mean, it's so slow that the crawl on SportsCenter this morning was the same as the crawl yesterday.
Embarrassing.
Everything was the same on it. Like the Bills aren't committing to keeping Frank Gore for his 16th season. That's a news story.
No, that's a sad story.
It's like
sad thinking about it.
Yeah, but I mean, who commits to a guy like that anyway? It's like, what are they going to give him, a 10-year contract?
More importantly, who really needs to be
who
kept
reports
abreast
that? Yes.
If there's a final answer, maybe, but it's not like the process is interesting.
Yeah, exactly.
Mulling about it.
Yes.
It's like, oh, I might be a Frank golden Gore. Monkey or have champagne pour out of my ears.
Exactly. That might happen, but that doesn't mean we need to print the story.
Exactly.
So that's a good reason why I didn't do anything yesterday. How's that?
Bonafide.
Great. Jimmy Butler got into kind of a little fight, and then John Beilein. Now, what do you think of that John Beilein? Because how does a day go by? How does nobody say, I'd have been like, you just say thugs. I think he's an old man, and maybe he was like, thugs. Thugs.
Maybe.
Do you think he called them thugs and he's backtracking? Or did he call them slugs? Because I think that's a different context.
I need
if you're playing like
audio.
Thugs.
Can you in post add the audio clip? Can we leave
We could do fake audio.
Silence. Okay.
But no, there is no audio of him saying it. But what I'm saying is, it was in a team meeting, but if he's saying you're playing like slugs.
Right.
That means you're playing slowly. If you're playing like thugs, that means you're fouling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
right.
If you're watching the film and he says that, you would know which one he's saying based on if you're paying attention to what the note
what
is.
What's the story with that?
In the team, like, film session, mm-hmm. he said, you know, we were playing like thugs, supposedly,
right.
While watching film.
And then
no one said anything at the time, mm-hmm. and then a bunch of people, players afterwards, were kind of ratting him out to the press, leaking that this happened. Then he had to apologize individually to a bunch of players. I'm sure, like, you know, because there's a racial implication
right.
in it. So, like, you know, Kevin Love and CeeDee Osman, they are more like slugs than thugs anyway.
Oh, for sure. Gosh.
But I just think it's very easy, if you just know the context of what they were watching, to determine.
Yeah.
Some player, seemingly he was forgiven for all of it. So I think he was like, thugs. You know,
I'm
like how the president does it all the time?
Absolutely.
Now, he's just suffering, mental
a
breakdown.
Moment, and he's fighting for his job.
That's true.
He probably wasn't. And there's a million ways. Obviously, there can be a negative connotation.
Exactly.
But I could smack a lamp off a table and
you talk about the Knicks of the 90s or the Pistons of the 90s.
Yeah.
I think it's absolutely, and
Bill
I'm talking.
Lambeer,
there you
the
go.
Face
I was going to say Bill Lambeer is the biggest thug of them all. So
Bill Mikan back in the day was a physical player.
George Mikan, you're always trying to get Mikan in there because you're friends with his
Mikan's.
Son.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, Patrick Mikan's a tall man.
Yeah, I know. I knew you were going to work that.
He's been honored
in.
At the Target Center in Minneapolis recently. Yep, his father is a hell of a player.
Yeah, Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
the first great big man.
Yep.
Although today's, imagine Giannis against him.
Yeah. Wow. How about the?
Would he score on Giannis?
No.
No.
Well, oh yeah, for sure.
You think he'd score
once
on him?
He'd elbow him in the mouth.
Well, right. Yeah. And while he's reaching for his teeth, he puts a little dink in.
Although guys back in the day did a lot of like what would now look like circus trick type of moves.
True, and those like hook shots.
Directions, yeah.
Those, you're right. The in like a Kevin McHale type interior
Correct.
Game.
Yeah. McHale. Wow.
McHale would score on those guys because his pump fakes and stuff, nobody has that anymore.
No. He was a really good player. Lost in a really good team shuffle.
Hall of Famer. He was Hall a sixth man on one of those teams.
There's been a lot of great Celtics over
there. Yeah, obviously. Now, so there's no real big sports
Bill Russell.
News.
Sorry, I'm just
Oh, kidding. Sure. Please don't list Hall of Fame Celtics. It'll be like a Bill Simmons
stop.
Podcast.
I'd be I will stop.
We do have to do an episode one time. I was thinking about this, a oral history of the fight that ended the league, because we got to get a couple of the guys who were there.
That's a great call.
Yeah. But that's for another day. I want to talk about, I've been trying to get the said daughter with the knotty hair that had to be combed out. Kind of a sportsy, more than my older daughter, a sports fan, where the UConn ladies basketball, women's basketball game was on against Baylor last night.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm bringing this up because you are, of course, the biggest, you got a UConn shirt on right now.
Yes.
UConn Huskies. Now, you follow the men's team more than the women's team.
Correct.
To your detriment, really, because you'd have more success if you were following the women's team more
That's
often.
That's true.
Although, didn't UConn beat somebody the other day?
We beat Tulane 2 days ago. Okay. Tough Tulane team that beat Cincinnati.
There you go. So, I'm talking to her, and she's like, who are you rooting for? She always wants to know who's winning when she says who you're rooting for, essentially. And so, it's early in the game, and I go, it's UConn, and they almost always win, so you're probably going to want to root for UConn. Well, it's the first time UConn ladies have lost at home in 98 games, or in 99,
wow.
Like they had 98 in a row and they lost that one.
Wow.
So I am the jinxer.
A true jinx.
This year has been
magical.
The worst for jinxing.
Yeah.
Like if there's something where, whether it be a fantasy league or the Giants or the Yankees, if I turn it on,
the Giants,
I mean, they had no hope anyway. But if I turn on the TV and watch the game that I want to watch, bad things happen to the team I want. So I have to, this year I've had to turn off the TV.
Smart. I was just going to say, my suggestion would be.
It's a horrible way to watch, though.
Well.
My mother-in-law.
The anti-watch is a very different approach.
My mother-in-law is a Mavs fan, but like in the way that a 70-year-old woman is a Mavs fan.
Well, hey.
She calls Dorian Finney-Smith, she calls him Finney Smith, which is funny. She's like, there goes Finney. And it sounds like she's saying like Fitty.
It sounds to me she's an informed fan, just the fact
she is.
That she's talking casually.
But here's how
Dorian
she watches the game. They have Hulu with live TV, but it's not exactly live. It's like a minute behind.
Mm-hmm.
So she's watching that, but on her phone, she's looking at the updated score. So she always knows a minute ahead what's going to happen. That seems like a hard way to watch.
I always have to make a tough choice. If I have two data sources,
you gotta,
even if one's behind, I'll eliminate the other.
Yes.
Because I don't want to be going
back. No, exactly. It ruins it.
Especially with football, if you're doing fantasy and getting notifications.
A lot of crazy stuff with, you'll go to ESPN to see if it updates before your daily live fantasy.
ESPN, what a tragedy. What a great... No, never mind. We love ESPN.
What's the tragedy? Just in general?
Yeah.
You know, Carrie Champion, who is a favorite of mine, just stopped working there.
Carrie Champion.
She did the Sports Center in the morning a lot of times.
Nice.
Here in L.A., so she's quitting.
Since you're on the topic,
okay.
I was at the Bradley International Airport, and so was one Carl Ravitch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were in the international wing? What were you doing there?
Well, I was at Tom Bradley International Airport in Connecticut servicing the Hartford-Springfield area.
Oh, not the Bradley International here.
No.
You know
no.
there's a
oh,
Bradley International here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And it's actually the international terminal is Bradley.
Yep.
So that's why I was confused.
No, it's now I see it's a very fair confusion.
You were in Connecticut, where you're much more likely to see ESPN personalities.
Oh, over the years, don't get me started.
I won't.
Mike Tirico.
Sure, I didn't have to get you started, obviously.
No, Chris Berman.
Oh!
TJ Jagodowski.
He's not an ESPN. TJ, you're thinking
he
of...
He is. He's informed.
But he's not
he's
a personality.
Coasty.
Did you see him
I
in that airport?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But I guarantee there's been some sort of Sonic-y ESPN tie-in over the years.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
That's true. So, the Lady Huskies lost. Do you feel bad about that?
It's passing, we'll say.
Okay.
I
and it's probably
to
good to
it.
lose a game this point
I
of the
I need
year.
To let go of my... I don't have any vitriol towards the Lady Huskies. I'm always supportive and happy for their success. And their Taylor was.
You seem like you're a little bit resentful, though, that they get more attention because they're a better team overall.
Well.
Relative to their competition.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the women's team would beat the men's team.
Okay.
But, like, within their genre,
yes.
They're far more dominant.
Right.
But no one's as dominant as them.
I think they set a new standard. I think Tennessee, as successful and
yep.
iconic as they were, I think Geno's sort of earned the right to take that place.
I agree. And I think Tennessee, maybe USC with Cheryl Miller, but I don't remember that far
yeah,
back.
No, yeah, the casual fan will always see Pat Summitt, the orange uniform,
yes.
Before the Huskies had risen.
Now my first, to be honest, I knew who Cheryl Miller was, but Cheryl Swoops.
Ooh, she, yeah. She
from Texas Tech,
changer.
I watched that Final Four. She scored like, it was on ESPN.
Yeah.
She scored like 40 of their 55 points in the final. Like, she just crushed the other team. I'd never seen a dominant performance like that.
She was terrific.
Yeah.
And she had the cool name.
Oh, super cool.
Such a good game. Because I knew Cheryl Swoops. She was like a personality.
Exactly.
That was cool. And then, of course, the great Rebecca Lobo. Cheryl Swoops is an excellent basketball name.
Oh, yeah. And Swoops was kind of like, yes, Swin Cash is a great one. Sue Bird.
Yeah.
Even Diana Taurasi.
Yeah, but she also could be confused with like a color guy in the Northeast.
Daniel Taurasi or something? Yes.
Something. Or
definitely.
There's Doris, there's women people, you know.
There are women people?
Well, no, women that work.
Personalities,
in the
sports field,
yes.
Yeah. Oh, Diana. Well, there's also Diana. There's a Diana something who works for ESPN football stuff. I follow her on Twitter, but don't remember her name at this moment.
Well, good job, Diana.
Good job.
You are.
All right, so we're still, there is still sports to happen. For example, we still have a college football game to be played somehow. Like, how is that season not over now?
It should be over
before the NFL playoffs.
So when is this
Monday
game you're imagining? Monday.
I'm
Jeez.
Not imagining it. It's actually happening Monday. It's the Tigers against the Tigers.
Clemson and LSU.
That's right.
Well, well, well.
Now, I used to root for LSU because the Tiger's my favorite animal.
Really?
Yeah, and Clemson beat Nebraska in 81 in the national title, so that eliminated them from the Tigers that I like.
Fair enough. I obviously, for a number of reasons, Lions were my favorite animal.
What are the reasons?
I don't need to go back to the Old Testament or...
Wait, why is there a lion? Is there like a Jawbone and a lion and Job and stuff?
Probably. And then the Detroit Lions, of course. With
but
Barry
how
Sanders.
Is any of that linking to you? You lived in Connecticut.
Right, but Daniel was in the Lions' den.
Oh, great. Great. Okay. That's all I needed to know. Okay.
Bridge crafted.
Yeah, I just thought Tigers looked cool. And
they did,
and they still do.
Yeah, like six of them.
Six
Sadly.
Left, and and two of them are in cages at Clemson and LSU, probably as their mascot.
There's some good players in those game in that game.
Oh,
let me tell
you. Well, in the national championship game, there always will be. Yeah. By the way, the Tiger for LSU died this past year. Mike the Tiger, he had a cancerous tumor in his eye, and so they euthanized him. Maybe that was
Seems
last
excessive.
Year. Maybe a couple years ago.
How about
actually,
take a high powered laser.
They did everything they could. I followed the story closely.
Okay. The story. If you had boots on the ground, and you
yes,
were having
you're right.
Some,
well, sports
may
don't.
May I take a look at the Tiger body?
We don't have a Louisiana correspondent at this time yet.
Yeah.
But if someone's listening and would like to, you know, get in there,
please
make it happen. We could use a correspondent really anywhere. Chicago, I could get a correspondent pretty easily.
Oh yeah, we've got Chicago and the East Coast locked.
That's pretty much covered.
Florida, if we needed to.
Yeah. What happens in Florida? That's only good for like college football recruiting to me.
Florida is a wild, wild place. The amount, just for your own pleasure, sometime before 2020, just go like Florida stories of 2019 or whatever.
Talking to the mic, yes.
Wonderful compilations put together. Florida's a magical, mystical place.
Oh, yeah. It's a crazy place.
Yep.
It's a crazy, crazy place. Okay. Any other sports stories to talk about?
Well, you tell me about the Premier League action.
There's a Premier League matchup in just a second. In like 40 minutes, there's a West Ham and I don't know if it's Southampton or Sheffield United.
The sad injury of the Tottenham player. That was disappointing.
Harry Kane.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his hammy.
Yep.
My daughter, I'm not going to bring her out here. It'll just delay everything. Yeah, how did you know about Harry Kane's injury?
I saw it at the bottom of
the ticker.
A public place, and I said, because I put a friend of mine as a Tottenham fan.
Sure.
So I sort of keep an eye on them, and who's the other one I like? Chelsea.
You like Tottenham
Chelsea,
and Chelsea.
Tottenham
That's
Chelsea.
Not everybody likes those two teams. They're
well,
kinda, they're
the only ones I know.
They're rivals in
and
a way.
Now there's another one. I think it's called Cologne.
Oh, that's a German league, though. Yeah, you can like Cologne.
Yeah,
you can like a team in each
they're
of the leagues.
Not Premier League, right? The German. I have no idea.
No. Well, the Premier League is England. UEFA is like all the Champions League teams. So like the two best German teams are in the Champions, and on and on.
Madrid.
Real Madrid, yes. Barcelona.
What's the Berlin team called?
Berlin does not have a good team usually. You've got Dortmund, Borussia Dortmund, and you've got Bayern Munich are always the two. Yeah. And then this year in my all sports fantasy league, we have RB Leipzig.
Oh, I like that. That sounds like a team from Wales.
It's not. It's from Germany.
Oh, nice.
Red Bull sponsors a few teams around the world. Anyway.
Bayern Munich practicing was the only football I've ever seen at Soldier Field.
Oh, I bet that was impressive, though, seeing
it was,
what those guys
yeah.
do.
And for years, I had a Bayern Munich jersey.
You probably saw Thomas Müller back then. They were good. They won the Champions League like 5 years ago or something like that.
Good for them.
You were out here, though, by then, so this was earlier.
Yeah. Oh,
maybe you had Robin, the Dutch player who only kicks it with his left foot, basically.
Now, was he one of those one-name players?
Robin, yes.
Awesome. I love
his story. Is great because the Dutch, you know, all these European countries have these systems where by the time you're seven, like my nephew, he would be in a program.
Yeah.
Now maybe he's not good enough, but he would be identified as like.
Why don't you guys send him over there?
Well,
these important years.
Because he's not a prodigy at this point.
Well, maybe he'll rise.
Maybe
up.
He is. He's
he
a big kid.
Have
that's what he is.
That Roman fire burning within.
He's very competitive and he's big and he's not afraid to push kids.
There you go.
So we need a little bit of that in the back line, certainly.
That was why I was not allowed to participate in soccer.
A little much too much pushing?
Yes, because I was a football player at the time.
Sure.
And I sort of would just, I thought it'd be okay as long as you don't use your hands. You could sort of leap in the air with your knees up,
sure,
and knock someone in the torso to
have you ever
an
seen
advantage at the ball.
Have you ever seen Did you see the Diego Maradona HBO documentary? You got to watch
it. No, it sounds good.
Oh, he got in this fight, and no one's using their hands. It's all these soccer players brawling, jumping, and kicking at each other.
Stop it.
Even in the fight, they're not using their hands, dude.
Amazing.
It's amazing. But the fight is brutal.
Oh, I'm sure it is. I don't like
you
got to
watch
fight.
This. But listen, you got to watch this documentary on Maradona. Napoli. It's amazing. Apparently, Napoli is like the least racist Italian team, and they're still super racist. The fans, I should say.
They got to get over that.
They just had a guy, so he's yelling this racist stuff at an Italian guy. The team was fined $20,000.
Wow.
That's nothing.
No.
And the guy is banned for 5 years.
Geez.
But like
which
he should
priceless.
Be banned for life.
Yeah.
And $20,000? That's nothing.
Is that a cultural thing where...
Italy is racist.
Right.
That's the cultural thing. They're riding on the success of the Roman Empire still. Honestly. What in Rome is new?
Yeah.
You know, at least Paris has, you know, a few new buildings and stuff, and they have a section. Of,
yeah.
What? I'm saying this having never been to Rome. But again, and I'm Italian, which gives me the perceived permission to say this. But they just, they haven't done anything in like 1,000 years worthwhile.
It's been a tough road since, I guess.
Constantine, who knows? Where this isn't a history podcast.
Well, I mean, to be fair. It's a mixed bag, and now I'm not getting behind anything. I'm just objectively stating these things.
Sure.
There is, unfortunately, still a ton of power and influence in the Vatican.
Oh, God, the money and power in the Vatican is crazy.
So they twist that into countrywide.
Yes, between the Vatican and the Cosa Nostra, that's it.
Yep.
The whole, it's, you're either beholden to the Catholics or beholden to the mob.
And the Vatican has very much isolated itself and has all different
definitely.
Rules and
yes, they're their own country.
Da, 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 da. Yeah, so it's like,
it's nuts.
It's a weird blend.
It's nuts. I'd love
although
to.
Although I'd oddly still like to visit and see
some of that. Oh, absolutely. It's the greatest museum of religious art in the world, probably.
Yes, it is beautiful.
They should sell some of those and cure hunger. Some of those, you know, sell half of their paintings and cure world hunger.
I don't think that'd be a misappropriation of funds.
Yeah, well, if people aren't hungry, they don't not looking for a new god that much. So,
well,
we just
there
got
you have it, folks.
Yeah, that's a good way to get out of here.
And yeah, no, it's you must sometimes ask, have they done more good than not good? It's
a conversation I have with my dad every time I talk to him. But that's not for here nor there.
Mm-mm.
It's for somewhere else and some other time. But for today, you know, you want to do any playoff picks?
I'm picking the Titans and LSU Tigers.
Okay, those are your two. Are those
my
your locks?
Winners, my locks?
Those are your locks. Yep. So you're picking the Titans against the, who are they playing?
The Spanish Maniards. I don't know.
They're playing the Ravens, I think. And then you got
close.
The Texans are playing the Chiefs, I think.
Go. Ooh, I don't know. Texans.
You think the Texans?
The
I don't know.
Look at that. Mahomes and Watson.
Mahomes and Watson. Woo. And then you got the good running back at with the Titans.
Yep.
And then in the NFC, who do you got? Do you have the Vikings or San Francisco?
San Francisco. I like that team a lot.
How about Seattle at Green
Seattle,
Bay?
Go Seattle. Kaká.
Kaká.
Yeah. I got
so it's
going to
be a West
good,
Coast kind of party. I'm hoping for Green Bay. That's my team in the NFC. I'd like to make it. I wouldn't mind the Vikings, but I don't like Kirk Cousins, and I've never liked the Niners.
Okay, that was my last question. Even this group of Niners?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Bosa brothers are racist jerks.
Not a big fan of the Bosa brothers.
No.
But I do like Matt Breida.
Yeah.
I do like James Garoppolo.
Eh.
I do like Raheem Mostert.
Eh.
I do like Tevin Coleman.
You're naming
Fred
their whole
Warner.
Backfield.
No, I just named a
you
linebacker.
Haven't named Kittle.
I just named a linebacker.
What about Kittle?
Like
their
Kittle,
MVP.
But you make me nervous he might be racist.
No, he's not, although he's from Iowa, and I
like
don't like
backup,
Iowa.
Will Disley.
Boy, you're obviously someone who's played a lot of fantasy football.
Good recognition.
Only offensive guys, and then one linebacker you throw in there to confuse things.
Only because he's got the same name as a friend of mine.
Yeah, there you go. All right, I think we got all the picks. I'm rooting for LSU. I don't know who's going to win any of these games, but yeah, I'm rooting for LSU. I'd like a Green Bay Green Bay San Francisco NFC Championship.
That would be nice.
And Baltimore Kansas City would be the best AFC Championship.
Sure. Well, I'll casually say
into
the
mic.
Lakers are 30-7.
Who?
Nobody.
Lakers are 30-7
through 37 games, folks.
Yeah, but Milwaukee has a better record, I think.
How scary is that? Tell me those
what
numbers.
If you're Milwaukee, do you trade
for
Bledsoe
Brogdon?
For Chris
back?
Paul?
I guess so. But ultimately, Chris Paul is a whiny, no good teammate.
But
and
his
Bledsoe will be more durable physically.
They're both injury prone. The problem is, yes, Paul has a tendency to break down at the worst. Like, not the worst time of year.
Right.
The worst time of game. You know, like he breaks down right when it's the worst possible moment.
Yeah. He would shine again.
His playoff efficiency is great.
And visually, for his court vision and a guy like Antetokounmpo,
I think
there'd be some little lobs. I think he'd feel young again. The question, my only question, relays in the locker room.
Right.
Is Antetokounmpo's joyful, youthful spirit and Chris Paul's pissy, hard veteran.
And Chris Paul has he kind of only plays one way where he has the ball. Mm-hmm. And I don't know enough about Milwaukee. I haven't watched enough of their games to know if they play like that.
No, well,
I don't think they do.
Giannis brings it up.
Right, exactly. And it's hard for Chris Paul to play with a guy like that. Even though he would shine as like, you know, he could shoot threes.
Yeah.
Probably better than Bledsoe.
Does he, now has Chris Paul made any fuss? Has he said it? Is it just
no, I heard it in a game. Somebody just mentioned it as like a, you know.
Yeah, what
as
if.
A what if.
Well, I wasn't joking about getting Brogdon back. He's been terrific for the Pacers.
But there's no way they would trade for him back.
Well,
that's a big. Why would Indiana give him up?
They wouldn't want to unless they got Giannis.
Well,
straight up. Could you imagine?
All right.
That?
All right.
Oladipo.
These are the topics of 5 minutes too long in the podcast.
Yeah.
That's all right, though. I like you brought up the Premier League for no reason.
The 3-minuter with some bonus time.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. So if you listened to another episode that you thought was too short, we made up for it here. All
yeah.
right. You can subscribe to the Sports Dump podcast on Spotify and iTunes and anywhere, I think, pretty much you get your podcast. But just try to concentrate on those two. Why don't you give us a subscription and a rating, a high rating, and whatever kind of review you want. We only really care about the rating. But the review, you know, try to make it clever and funny. And then you can go to sportsdump.com for archive material. And you can follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show. Or maybe the sport. I think it's Sports Dump Show.
Yeah.
Just look up the Sports Dump and there's a garbage truck and you'll find it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you not tomorrow because it's Friday. So Monday, hopefully. Don't hold your breath.